Facebook is being more transparent with its ads, but is it doing enough to police them? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Molly Wood. Facebook announced tools yesterday that show who bought ads, where they are running, and tools to give more information about branded pages to help people determine if they're real. That's on top of tools from April for tracking political and issue ads. But is it all enough? The tracking tools don't let you see who's being targeted by ads. And actually, advertisers themselves are worried that the tools will let their competitors see what they're running and respond in real time. So this is our topic for Quality Assurance, the segment where we take a second look at a big tech story of the week. Tom Merritt is the host of the podcast Daily Tech News Show. I asked him whether these changes address the core issue of misleading ads on Facebook.
I don't think so. And part of the reason I don't think that is I'm not sure anyone's really nailed down what the core cause of the issue is. I'd like to see more attention paid to what are the effects that these sorts of fake news and fake ads and bots have. And I don't think people have spent enough time figuring out what damage they actually do to be able to combat them. That said, I don't think this is a bad thing. Being able to see what ads a group is running will allow, even if it's not a massive number of people, a few people to do the keeping an eye on them and tell everybody else if they see something that is amiss.
Right. I mean, it does. I can see it being a great check and balance in some ways. I mean, it really is unprecedented, you could argue, to be able to have this kind of window into what any given advertiser is doing. It is also, though, like you said, only a few people are probably going to do this. It's a huge fire hose of data, and it assumes that people are going to know where to look.
It reminds me of terms of service, right? Nobody reads them except for those few people out there who read them. And when they find something odd, they let everyone know about it. And so Facebook providing them a little more information to be able to do that error checking, I think is probably on balance a good thing.
Also, even this parallel effort to sort of track down all these apps that were sharing data in the past isn't going that well. Like the company can't track where a lot of data went after it left the platform or figure out where it is now. I mean, I guess you just sort of wonder, even as solutions come out on the right hand, the left hand is still working to try to implement the last solutions they announced with not very much success. And you just wonder how much trust there is.
Yeah, they're not the only ones. Facebook's just under the microscope. Like, this is emblematic of data sharing that's happening by many companies that aren't on your radar because they're advertising companies or they're data analytics companies. Facebook, because it's so big and has this public-facing product in the social network, gets more scrutiny. But this kind of thing is going on everywhere. And you should sort of see Facebook as a 10,000-pound canary in the coal mine.
You know, recently, the Boston Globe published an op-ed calling for Google to be broken up. As we have this conversation and we look at all of the topics that we can talk about with respect to Facebook just in a given week, do you think that that conversation is likely to continue?
Yeah, that is an interesting situation. It feels like that kind of discussion starts to happen as a market is at the height of its maturity and one or multiple companies are dominating it. And certainly Alphabet and Facebook and Amazon are in multiple markets and are going to attract that attention. But I can't help but think about how Microsoft came under that same scrutiny in the late 90s. And by the time they had gotten to the rulings, Microsoft was starting to falter. They had been disrupted by someone else. So I'm still waiting to see what's that next step. Right now, it doesn't look like anyone can assail these companies, but that's because they just haven't done it yet. And I have a feeling it's going to happen within the next 5 years or less.
Tom Merritt is the host of the podcast Daily Tech News Show. Critics of Facebook's ad transparency push noted that in order to use the new tracking tools, you have to have a Facebook account. Twitter also announced new ad viewing tools this week that don't require login. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM. Not everyone gets a chance to learn about the economy in school. Marketplace helps you continue your education in a way that's smart, accessible, and hopefully a little bit fun. Your donation is not only an investment in your own learning, but also in helping us make more people smart about the economy. And that's good for everyone. To learn how you can help, visit marketplace.org/investors. And thank you.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.